Okay, I'd like to call today's meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Today is February 7th, 2024. We are in room 124 at the Capitol. We have a full committee here today. We have Representative Mears, Representative Armstrong, Representative Dibert, Representative McCabe, Representative Sadler, Representative Wright, Representative Baker, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Chairman Tom McKay. We have a quorum to do business. Seeing no legislators in the audience, I would like to thank the staff, David, Justin, and Ed, for helping us conduct the meeting today, and remind everyone to please put your cell phones on silent. There are two bills on today's agenda. We intend to take public testimony on each of them and then determine if any additional work is needed. As I mentioned before, we will likely hold 281, the second bill, over because there are still some entities that want to comment. So we'll get started on House Bill 272. I bring House Bill 272 back before the House Resources Committee. And let's see, House Bill 272, this is the recreational cabin? No. Disposal of land? No.
Disability.
I don't have
big game.
Okay. This is hunters with disabilities. I get it on the third try. Doesn't say. It's just a random bill. No title. Okay. I will now open public testimony on House Bill 272. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on House Bill 272? Seeing none. Is there anyone online that would like to testify on House Bill 272? Okay. I made this a lot harder than I needed to. I will now close public testimony on House Bill 272. Amendments. My office did not receive any amendments. So in wrap-up, are there any further questions on this bill from the committee? All right. Is there a sponsor present who would like to do a short wrap-up? Seeing none. All right. Mr. Vice Chairman, can you, if there's nothing else to discuss, we look to the will of the committee, and is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move to report House Bill 272, Work Order 33-GH2382/A, from the committee with individual recommendations and one attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, HB 272 has been reported from the House Resources Committee with individual recommendations and one attached zero fiscal note. And with that, we'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and get ready for HB 281. Brief. Okay, back in order here at the House Resources Committee, we will now move to 281. I will bring House Bill 281 back before the House Resources Committee, and we will open for public testimony. Public testimony on House Bill 281 is now open. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify on House Bill 281? Seeing none, is there anyone on the line who would like to testify on House Bill 281? There is one. I'm not showing it on my little doodad. Oh, there we go. Okay, excuse me. Okay, Mr. James Squires, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please state your name and your affiliation, and you can begin your testimony. Let's give you 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good afternoon, House Resources Committee. My name is James Squires. I live in rural Deltona. There are a number of red flags on this bill which needs more discussion and consideration by this committee. When the companion bill to this was heard over in Senate Resources, SB 198, it was eye-opening to several of those senators when they figured out that this bill applies potentially to all state land, not just the large amounts of land already potentially available and classified as settlement land that they showed to you on their slide deck. You might ask about the physical metrics increasing the expense on fighting wildfire when cabins pop up as a result of this bill outside of areas DNR currently designates for staking, where this has already been taken into account. The fiscal note is way off, as it only discusses the additional employees they think they need to administer the program to dispose of land. There's no provision for increased efforts that will be taken by Division of Forestry in dealing with fighting wildfire and how they triage limited resources via tanker attack, smoke jumpers, crews and equipment when it comes to protecting the structure in the path of wildfire. Alaska Statute 4115.010 speaks to providing protection from wildland fire and other destructive agents commensurate with the values at risk on forested land that is owned privately by the state or by a municipality. So does a new cabin as a result of this program in effect increase the fire protection level from limited, where they might simply let a fire continue on its natural course, to a full or a critical protection rating where there is no limit to funds spent to protect property? We had multiple fires nearby this last fire season. The state sent out two teams to prep and defend two remote public use cabins on state land. They stay on site for days getting them ready. Men, equipment, rations, and the triage of their time where they could have been fighting elsewhere with the other huge fires that were going on in the area. The fire ultimately did not make it to those two cabins at all. But it's an example of an increased burden that will be placed on the state as you get a number of years into this gold rush. And gold rush it will be, as there will be a one-time rush to grab the choicest tracts around the state into private hands. I expect that some in the know already have their spots picked out. Someone could nominate and stake alongside or across desirable routes along groomed snow machine trails maintained by nonprofits. Outfitters across the state would nominate the choice spots where they hunt and land their planes, which will become part of their commercial operations. With 10 people in your extended family, you could take the most prime 100 acres along a prized bluff or a river. I don't think the unintended consequences of this bill have been thoroughly vetted in this committee to consider advancing it forward. That concludes my testimony. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Squires, for your testimony. We will be holding this bill over until Friday, and we will likely ask the DNR to respond to your questions on Friday. Okay, so is there anyone else that wishes to testify online? Okay, seeing none, I will now close public testimony. And now we have amendments. I have three amendments here before me, all three from Representative Sadler. So we will move through the amendments. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Amendment 1 to House Bill 281.
Object for discussion.
Object for discussion. Which one's one? It's up in that A1. Little right corner. A1, A2, and A3.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Representative Rauscher.
Through the chair, is Fishing Game Online or, is DNR here to answer the questions that we're going to have on these amendments?
The person we have online is Christopher Orman. He is Assistant Attorney General, Department of Law, Natural Resources Section. So I guess what ask your question, Representative Rauscher, and we'll see if anybody online or in the room can answer it.
I guess I was just making sure there's somebody that was able to defend the DNR's purpose here.
We have Rachel Long. Can you come forward, Rachel, and please state your name and your affiliation?
For the record, my name is Rachel Longacre. Chief of Operations for the Department of Natural Resources, Mining, Land, and Water.
Okay, so we have Mr. Orman and Ms. Longacre here. So, okay.
Brief at ease.
We're back on the record. Representative Sadler, would you explain Amendment 1?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I offer Amendment 1 because I wanted to tighten up the purpose statement of this legislation right down to its essentials. Well, I don't want to dispute any of the certain elements that are coming out of that proposed purpose section. I just think it tightens it up down, and it gets to just a couple essentials. It cites the constitutional obligation to make the land available for settlement in the maximum public interest, and it draws a direct line from that obligation to the purpose of this bill. I think it makes it a little more clear, more easy to understand, and more easy to defend. So,
okay, are there any questions for Representative Sadler?
For sure. I don't know if the question would need to go directly to Ms. Longacre, but I don't know if they might want the chance to.
Well, I was going to check with the committee first here. Representative Rauscher, question?
Mine would be for administration.
Okay, all right. Does the administration have any comment on Amendment 1?
Through the chair of the administration, we support the amendment.
Okay, you accept the amendment. Okay, on the record then, the DNR does accept Amendment 1. Any further questions or discussion on Amendment 1?
Mr. Chair, I remove my objection.
Okay, having removed the objection, Amendment 1 passes and has been adopted. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Amendment 2. Representative Sadler.
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment number 2 to House Bill 281.
Object, purpose discussion.
Okay. Would you like to describe Amendment 2?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In talking with the department, I think they are in line with my desire that the intent of the language is for recreational use. And I know that sometimes it has come about that someone who obtains access to state land for recreational use begins to feel an affinity and affection for it, such that they consider it theirs, that they might want to start making money off of it. So I just wanted to, this is kind of a belt and suspenders amendment to make sure and clearly state this is for recreational use only and to forestall any opportunity, people thinking they can, you know, find, nominate, and lease this land for commercial purposes.
Ms. Longacre, does the DNR have any objection to Amendment 2?
For the record, my name is Rachel Longacre, and no, we do not.
All right. So for the record, the DNR has no objection to Amendment 2. Is there any further questions? Representative Armstrong.
Thank you, through the chair. One quick clarifying question for Rep. Sadler. Does it preclude Airbnb or short-term rentals or things like that?
Through the chair, Representative Armstrong, I believe absolutely yes, it would prohibit that. If they're taking it for money, then yep.
Okay.
That's commercial use.
All right. Any further questions for either the DNR or Representative Sadler?
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Having removed the objection, Amendment 2 is adopted. Amendment 3, Representative Sadler.
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment 3.
Jack, purpose of discussion.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Representative Sadler, please describe your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment 3, I was somewhat concerned about what I experienced as a little bit of confusion in the transition section. I guess it's section, I think, 8, the last section of the bill, allowed that somebody who was previously in the middle of the leasing process under the existing and therefore pre-existing leasing conditions might have the opportunity to extend that lease for an additional 10 years plus two additional 10-year extensions. And just to forestall any conclusions that we're not trying to make land available for up to 49 years, might be the maximum, I just wanted to clarify that this would be for in total, no matter what the transition process would be, the total lease period would be for 30 years.
Okay, Ms. Longacre, does the department have any objection to the Amendment 3?
For the record, Rachel Longacre, no, we do not.
All right, let it be recorded that the department has no objection to Amendment 3. Any questions from the committee on Amendment 3? Okay, Representative Rauscher.
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
Is there any further objection? Seeing none, Amendment 3 is adopted. All right. Thank you very much for that work. Are there any further questions on this bill? As I announced earlier, thank you very much, Ms. Longacre. Thank you.
Mr. Eddies.
Representative Sadler.
Eddies, question. Please. Brief at ease, please.
Oh, brief at ease. Okay, we're back on the record here in House Resources. Are there any further questions on House Bill 281? Representative McCabe.
I just want to make a comment, I think. I think we support this for the most part, right? I mean, we want to get land into Alaskans' hands, and I'm sure that there are a number of people that live up in remote areas and have remote cabins that don't want anyone else around them because they have staked their land or they have homesteaded their land or found their land and they're surrounded by state land. I mean, that's a big selling point in lots of places. Hey, this is surrounded by a greenbelt. You're 40 acres and it adds value to their land and they don't want the value to their land to be mitigated by other Alaskans having it. Sort of the I got mine mentality. So I think I sort of support this. We can use the wildland firefighting fiscal note on pretty much any bill that we have that involves land or rivers or houses or anything could catch fire. I'm not so sure that that's a valid fiscal note to say that we have to add wildland firefighting into any fiscal note that we have. In this one especially, it just kind of is what it is. If we're going to develop our resources and develop our land, and frankly, if we're going to get state land into private hands, which is pretty much what defines our country, right? I mean, our forefathers moved to this country and founded on the idea that the land didn't all belong to the king. You had an opportunity to buy and occupy land for your purposes, to live or to farm or to grow vegetables or to raise llamas or dogs or yaks or whatever you want to raise. And I don't think that necessarily this is a bad idea. So I just wanted to get those comments on the record because I won't be here Friday. So thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Representative McCabe. Any other comments today on House Bill 281? Representative Rauscher, sorry.
Thank you. Through the chair, I was wondering if I could have the state testify for a minute here for me. Thank you.
I ask the DNR to please come forward to the table. And Ms. Rachel Longacre, thank you for coming back.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it. Through the chair, I was wondering, you heard the testimony from Mr. James Squires here just a little earlier ago. And some of the comments were about multiple lots, about multiple areas. There were worry about fires. There was worry about the fiscal note being maybe a little short on this one. They were worried about a couple other comments. Could you comment at all on the comments that were made?
For the record, Rachel Longacre, Chief of Operations. I think we would be better suited to respond by Friday. I think we can assess better what our current staff is, and as this bill repeals and reenacts, we can use some of those current existing staffs and better respond by Friday.
I'll accept that. Thank you.
So we can transcribe Mr. Squires' comments from the recording, I assume, and provide that to the department so you can have a good, clear, you know, understanding of what he asked. Okay? All right. Any other questions or comments on House Bill 281? So I will set aside House Bill 281. We will give Representative Baker's constituents and groups that contacted him time to consider the bill and give us their feedback if they choose to on Friday. So our next meeting is Friday, February 9th at 1 p.m. And I would like to also announce that we've canceled the Resources Committee meeting that was scheduled for February 16th, which is a week from Friday.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of things getting canceled that day, so you'll know what to do. All right. So thank you, everyone. I know it's a busy time with all the extra meetings we have, and I appreciate your attendance. So we will adjourn at 1:50 p.m.